Georgia's former president, Mikhail Saakashvili, says he has returned from exile to support the opposition for Saturday's election. He posted a video on Facebook saying he's back despite the risk of arrest. He left Georgia in 2013 when his second term as president ended. Years later, he was sentenced in absentia to 6 years in prison for abuse of power. Well, he denies the charges and says they are politically motivated. Let's get more now from Robin Forestier-Walker. He is live for us in Tbilisi. Robin, what's going on?
Everybody's wondering whether Mikhail Saakashvili is really here. That video we saw of him posting this morning on Facebook appears to show him in Batumi. It's very dark in the background. It's difficult to figure out whether he's really there. But the United National Movement, his political party, say he absolutely is in Georgia. I've spoken to one of the senior figures there. She confirmed to me that that was the case. She also shared another photograph of him seemingly in another town standing in front of an election billboard, because tomorrow there will be municipal elections in Georgia. So the idea is that he's here. He's somehow been able to slip into the country undetected, and he's working his way to the capital, where he said he hopes to raise the crowds, bring them out onto the streets after the election results come in. And until that point, he's keeping a low profile to avoid being detected and avoid being arrested, because he does have a prison sentence hanging over him. While he was away, as you mentioned there, he was tried in absentia for corruption and abuse of power. But Mr. Saakashvili says now is the time to show the Georgian public have had enough of this government, and he's really seizing this moment, coming in just at the eve of this election, an important election for Georgia, to really mix things up and to create some kind of big question mark over exactly how the result's going to turn out tomorrow, because his presence in Georgia could have a destabilizing influence here.
Okay, Robin Forestier-Walker in Tbilisi, thank you.